Welcome to the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. There are many contributors to a successful race team and a successful man. Tim Sindrich is the president of Penske Racing. He was an outstanding basketball player at Rose Holman Institute in Terre Haute, where he is a member of the Hall of Fame. We caught up with one of his former basketball coaches and chatted with Tim about what it takes to be successful at Indianapolis and what he learned from the early days of preparation here at the Brickyard. One man who knew Tim Sindrich very personally was Jim Shaw, a basketball coach at Rose Holman Institute. And of course, Tim Sindrich, he's a member of the Rose Holman Hall of Fame. Talk about him as a young man.
I'm not allowed to say. I was bound to secrecy when he graduated. Now, Tim was a great guy, and as I was telling you, that was my first year of college coaching, and I didn't really know what was going on, and more than anything, Tim helped me, and we got along great, and I'm not sure that I really coached him much, because I'm not sure he really listened to me, because he had been through a lot more college basketball than me, but he faked it real well.
Now, he's in the Hall of Fame there. Is this because of his basketball exploits, or what he has subsequently accomplished in his career?
Well, I think it's because of his basketball exploits. He has a good basketball resume. It probably didn't hurt that he's been so successful after graduation, but I think his basketball career at Rose Holman warranted him membership into our Hall of Fame. He was, I think, a two-time all-conference player, member of our 1,000-point club in basketball. And those are just a few things I remember off the top of my head. So those are credentials to get you in the Hall of Fame. He earned it.
A couple of things about that. Of course, Rose Holman is a great engineering school. And the competitive nature that comes with basketball, I think, has really served him well in terms of his career as president of Penske Racing.
Well, I've seen articles, and Tim and I have talked about it, where his experience in basketball, you know, him running Penske Racing here has got to be the ultimate team project. And Rose Holman's very team project-oriented academically. And, you know, on the court, that's all it is. It's a team project. And I think both in high school, at Pike, and at Rose Holman playing basketball probably helped him. Tim could speak to that better, but I'm sure that helped him in just the entire team aspect and working together with people, because that's what success is working with people. He's got a lot of people he depends on with Penske, and a lot of people that depend on him, and it's a group effort, I'm sure.
Well, Tim, you're hobbled here. Is this a result of an old basketball injury?
Yeah, I blamed it on Coach Shaw in his first year. It's all his fault. No, I had some reconstructive surgery done on my hip. Basically, Dr. Scheid here with the medical staff turned me on to it. I've been fighting probably for 10 or 15 years arthritis in my hip, and he turned me on to a new procedure they're doing in younger people, and I went through that at the Mayo Clinic the Tuesday after Japan, actually. So I'm just two weeks out of that and 4 weeks to go.
You know, we joke a little bit, but I would think that being a competitive athlete in any sport does translate to the world of auto racing.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Coach Shaw, you know, said what I've said for a long time, that there's academics and there's a degree, which, you know, I'm proud that I was able to accomplish that, but that degree in some ways is a proof of your mental capabilities and gives you a resource and knowledge, but at the same time, there's no real class for teamwork. There's no real class for, you know, how you become a leader. And I think through athletics, that's where I've learned a lot of the traits that I guess separate me from others with the same kind of degree.
You know, when you race and you work with Roger Penske, second place is always good enough, isn't it?
Yeah, right. There's only one place.
That's first place. Tell me, in these early days of practice, the opening days, what do you learn here and what do you work on?
Well, here it's a matter of making sure that you take one day at a time, because if you try and get yourself to pole day and it's only Tuesday, you're going to find yourself in a mistake. And, you know, we do a pretty good job, I think, of building up to that day, but also being prepared for what you don't expect. You know, last year we got upside down on Friday with Sam. You don't expect to be running your T-car and your qualifying engines now upside down and everything else. So you have to be prepared for the unexpected, for sure. But in between that, it's a matter of you get through pole day and then you start working on the race program.
To the uninitiated, this shouldn't be complicated. You come here every year. You've won 13 times. It's the same racetrack with the same turns. What changes?
It's only complicated if you make it complicated, I think. But every year you come with a little bit different, you know, your people a little bit different each year. So you never come back with exactly the same situation. We've been fortunate to be very, have a lot of loyal employees, a lot of continuity. You know, obviously coming back with the two of the same drivers again, it's a big plus for us. And, you know, when you got the captain, he's had all the years of experience, so he just tries to keep me straight.
What's your first memory of the Indianapolis 500? When did you first come?
You know, I think I was here in 1969 when I was one, but I don't remember too much about that race. You know, I think one of the most vivid memories I have as a kid is sitting in the penthouse in turn one watching AJ win his fourth race, you know, 1977. I remember that very vividly, but also the garage area, the wooden garages, and sneaking through Valvoline to get to my father's garage is probably the thing that I remember most, that riding a golf cart around after hours in the tar rocks and that kind of thing.
It has to be special for you to have success because you're an Indiana guy.
Well, that, watching my father was here from 1969, you know, through probably 1992 or 93, and he was never part of a winning team. And to see how difficult it was for him to try and win this race, and then to come here and do it three times, I think is, you know, what I feel. I've been blessed in.
How proud is he?
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Who was his best driver in his estimation?
I'd say the best chance they had was Johnny Rutherford with the Vermont American Cars, you know, 86. He and Herb Porter did some engines for Mark Donahue and for Roger in the early 70s, primarily qualifying engines. You know, sat on the front row, that type of thing, but just never got to the checkered flag.
A lot of people have contributed to the success of Tim Cindric. What is Coach Shaw and all the fine folks at Rose Holman Institute? For IndyCast, this is Pat Sullivan.